You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
It is the one and only Mr. Marlon Williams. Kia ora, Marlon. How are you today?
Kia ora, Sean. I'm good, thank you. I'm actually having my first beer of the day. So life's looking pretty good.
Fair enough. It's a busy time for you.
Yeah. Mm.
So your fourth album, Te Whare Te Wika Wika, is about to be released in early April and is entirely in the Reo Māori. Can you tell me about this?
Yeah, well, it started the sort of conception, or the inception was back in 2019. It was, yeah, the first song I wrote was actually the first single that came out, Awatura. It sort of started there, and then I brought in my friend and collaborator, Tommy Tamati Aleph, who came and helped me write the bulk of the record. Fast forward to the end of 2023, we'd finished writing and then I went down to the bottom of the south and Haast, and to a little town called Ōkuru, and recorded the bulk of it live in the Ōkuru Memorial Hall in the Haast Township. And now it's about to come out.
Incredible. And it is your first album entirely in the Reo Māori. Mm. What an incredible undertaking. How was that journey for you?
Yeah, it's very daunting. It's something that I think a lot of, Māori have a bit of embarrassment about trying to make those first steps into te reo. I went for my own journey. I went to Kohanga Reo as a child, and then it all fell away a bit. But I was always at least singing a lot, And then I went off because it's just such a beautiful language to sing it. So I needed to write some songs to be able to sing it. Yeah, I was very, very happy and to have a collaborator come on board, and here we are.
That it is. It is a beautiful language, and you've got such an incredible command on it. Listening to your first single and your single with Lord, just beautiful. Your voice is so soulful and moving, and it comes across so beautifully in the Reo Māori. So I bet everybody's very much looking forward to the album dropping to hear the whole thing.
Oh, hope so.
Now, you're about to embark on your tour, Te Whare Te Wika Wika, and you'll be in Dunedin on Thursday the 26th of June. Can you tell me about your tour?
Yeah, I'm very excited. I'm going to be out there with my band, The Arabenders, who, a Pākehā group, who are very put their foot into Te Ao Māori and bring the band that was in the studio recording these songs to the stage. And also, I'm going to have my dear friend Komi, my co-writer on this record. And yeah, I'm always excited to release and to play, the special.
Now, you also have a documentary coming out, Ngā Eo e Rua, Two Worlds, directed by Ursula Grace Williams. It's also set to be released very soon in May 2025. Can you tell me about the making of this documentary?
Yeah, well, it sort of really charted the whole process of the writing of the record, and Ursula and her team have been following me around all the way around Europe and the States, over to Melbourne, and then all the way back home to the Bay of Plenty, and then down to Haast to document the recording of the album. So yeah, it's been an incredibly long and sort of close journey with her and her crew. And they really have captured my life for the last 5 years. I've certainly never been in this situation before where I'm releasing an album and there's a whole visual accompaniment other than my music videos. I'm excited and a little nervous just to see how it'll feel when everything's, when there's a 360 view of things that are being dumped on the world.
Yeah, there's no hiding when you've got a documentary about you, eh?
Nah.
But I can attest, having met you in person, you're actually a very nice person. So I don't think you need to worry at all. Now, In the trailer, you state, touring is really borrowing against the bank. Giving myself to the world has an expiry date. So Marlon, how do you care for your well-being and manage all the expectations upon you?
I'm a very sort of flashy, nervous, run-around kind of person. So I think for me, it's just been, checking in with yourself and making sure you're at the front of your own ship, you know. Because otherwise, you can just sort of one thing leads to another, and you can sort of get carried away, and before you know it, you don't quite know where you've ended up. I mean, yeah, it's very loose thing to say, but I don't mean it very loosely. I'm just reminding myself to check in with myself and sort of stay in my body while I'm, even if my body's going into, you know, 1,000 crazy different directions. Just sort of staying grounded.
Now, what is something you'd like to do for yourself, Marlon, that you've not had the opportunity to do yet? Learn to swim, maybe.
Learn to swim is one of them. yeah. Learn to swim. I mean, I'm still... The main thing that I really still need to do is to go further in my reo Māori journey. I'd love to be at the stage where I'm, you know, doing whai kōrero and speaking confidently in a whole range of situations. So that's an ongoing, lifelong journey. That's one that certainly comes to mind in this context.
Nice. And how about something for yourself that's fun? Travel, maybe. You're so busy.
I'd like to go and sit on a beach in Rarotonga and just read a book for 2 weeks, you know. I reckon I might try and do that later on in the year.
Yeah, that sounds great. Now, just in our last couple of minutes, I have two more questions for you.
Please.
Throughout your career, you've collaborated with some amazing talent: Delaney Davidson, Tammy Nielsen, Flip Grader, who's also been a guest on the show, Lord Commie. Nice. Among all of these amazing artists, I'm sure there's more that you'd like to collaborate with. Who would that be?
There's just so many incredible people who I discover and inspire me all the time. I'd love to try and do some collaborations with bands and musicians from different parts of the Pacific. I'd love to make find some common ground between Hawaiian music and Māori music, and find something in there. And you know, I'm a huge fan of Vanuatu string music. I'd love to just love to see how, you know, because it's really one Pacific, large Pacific family. I'd love to see how all the different islands could talk to each other and given the opportunity.
Well, that sounds amazing. Now, I have one more question for you. It's a heavy-hitting one, I'm afraid. If you could change or enforce one law, Marlon, what would it be and why?
Okay. Ooh, big one. Enforce one law. I think the world's... A lot of the world's gone the wrong way with the criminalization of drugs. I reckon it's an obvious one that comes to mind, is that, you know, yeah, treating drug charges as a criminal offence is just not put us in a good position as a society. Treating it as a crime and not as a problem of mental health and a problem of health in general. That's one that's the most obvious one.
That's a good one. Kia ora, yeah. Now, is there anything that you'd like to mention or plug that I haven't gone over today?
No, you've been very comprehensive. Thank you, Tom.
Great. It's been such a pleasure to talk to you, Marlon. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, my pleasure. Te konei. Ko au anake ki te waka ki te moana.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.